Hey everyone, I'm Hector Mirai, and this is Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio. So a large portion of what the Ministry of Faith and Fandom has been for the last 7 years is that I write a book of nerdy Bible studies, one each year, and I tour them around Comic-Cons all throughout the Southeast. And it's been a really awesome ride. And with Comic-Cons basically shutting down for at least the last year, that's ministry in a large portion has come to a screeching halt. But God had still put stuff on my heart from the past and the present that I felt was fruitful and needed to be used. So we got a website and we started putting each chapter up individually on blogs. And it straight up took 6 weeks to do this in my free time. And in that process, I was reviewing what we had written, what I had written. I was formatting it, you know, but some of this stuff I legitimately haven't looked at in 7 years. And as I was looking at these things that I had written, I came to realize that I had straight up forgotten really valuable lessons that God had shown me. And that I had been in places and seasons and struggles where God had shown up in big ways and taught me important lessons. And, you know, I wrote them down, but when I wrote them down, I also just kind of ignored them once I got them out of my head and out of my fingers. And it reminded me of this verse, Jeremiah 30, verse 2. And this is a verse my youth pastor shared with me when I was an early teenager. Said this, that this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Write in a book all the words I have spoken to you. Now, this was God speaking directly to a prophet. But the reality of it is, if God shows you something, if God speaks to you, if God reveals something to you in Scripture, whatever it is, if God shows up to your heart, it's worth writing down. And if it's worth writing down, it's worth reviewing. And you don't have to have a platform. You don't have to have a big audience. You don't have to put it out for everyone to see. But please understand, if God shows it to you, you should hang on to it, because that's valuable and that's treasured and it has fruit that's eternal. Remember to catch Faith and Fandom 180 every Wednesday morning on the Back Row Morning Show, only on LTN Radio. And if you'd like to learn more about Faith and Fandom, head over to faithandfandom.org, where you can learn about our Comic-Con ministry, podcasts, memes, apparel, and book series. You can even read new chapters before they make it to the next book. I'm Hector Mirai, and thank you for spending the last 180 seconds with me.